From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman reporting. Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has now climbed to 24 with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus, with an Interior Ministry spokesman saying it's not clear whether the bus or any of its occupants were the targets. No one has claimed immediate responsibility, but the Taliban and the Islamic State have staged past attacks in Kabul. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Incident just after mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fischbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
UN Security Council is to meet an emergency session today to discuss the violence that has left 7 dead, 3 Israelis, and 4 Palestinians. First photo of Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, seen in 78 days, is out there now since he left Abuja. He went to Britain for medical treatment, including his current stay in Britain, which began in May. Buhari has been away from Nigeria for 2/3 of the year. This is VOA News.